Surviving Life with the Vambillies is about a Christian perspective on everyday challenges surrounding work, family, and marriage.
The aim of this program is to equip you through the use of scripture with the right survival tools for life and all that it brings.
So today we are taking it into a different direction. Mm-hmm. We will be talking about your relationship with your children. Mm-hmm. How do we bring this into fruition?
So we had date your spouse last week, and this week we've got date your children. I love this one. Money versus time, you know, it's something we spoke about very strongly. We come from a community, like, we know when you get older, you have to take care of your parents, right? Mm-hmm. But it's more set in stone. There's a certain name attached to it. It's a tax. And everybody knows what this tax is. And this tax means you have to make it so that you can then pass on what you've made to pull the other ones forward, right? But it's become so much of a set in stone. You must do this. When you get older, you must do this. You must take care. It has put such a pressure on the relationship between parents and children in our communities. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the times we actually fall apart because of it, mm-hmm. when it should really just be a natural occurrence. Now, I was thinking about, why isn't it automatic? I love you. I'm going to take care of you because I love you, right? Yeah. And I started to realize that there's this thing. It's a joke I saw years ago for Christmas where the children were like, "Mommy, Daddy, why didn't you get us a gift?" And the parents took ribbons and put it on the lights on the school, you know, on the school books. Wow. And they put it like on their shoes. And they said that the light bill is your presence. Your schooling is your presence, etc. It was really funny.
Those parents are amazing.
Yeah, you know, but you know, the jokes can be such half-truths. And yeah. It took me into a deeper thought to say, oh, if we make the basic needs of our children the trophy, like, I'm doing this for you, and you should be grateful that you have clothes. And you're like, wait a minute, that's a basic need. I can't just walk around without clothes. If you say, oh, you should be grateful because I'm feeding you, that's a basic need. And what we are telling our children is, love is providing just those basic needs and nothing more. So I had this image in my mind that Christmas now comes and the child is now 30 and married or wherever they are in the world. And you just really miss your child. And you text them and you say, hey, baby, when am I going to see you? And the child replies, oh, mommy, I'm busy, but I sent money though. You know, and what we are teaching our children when we are running the home. So it's similar to last week's episode, but now with the children, running the home, but not creating relationship, because we are teaching the children how to, yes, be busy, but to prioritize the people that mean so much. And it's going to go into their friendships. It's going to go into their relationships with you as well. And when we think of Proverbs 22:6, to train up a child, you can't train anything you don't spend time with. You just can't. When you think of a trainer, you know, and I tried to look at the different translations, and I thought, why do so many of them say train? As a trainer, you're really on that track. You're really on that field. You really get to know how your athlete works and how they think and how they, you know, speak. And you use their strengths and you say, okay, let's do it this way. Let's do it that way. So in the spirit of date your children, these family holidays that we go on, they are so important. Yeah. Because as someone whose father is no longer alive, when I think of my father, I only think of the time we spent together. Not that he was a doctor, not that he was extremely successful, not that he had had his PhD the year prior, just the drives that I would take with my dad and he would speak to me. Those are the only memories I have left of him.
Yeah. We have to be intentional about building quality relationships with our children, you know, and the reason I'm saying intentional is because, again, it falls under, now I'm addressing the man here, it falls under the area of provision. So I'm paying for my children's school fees, got it right. My children have new clothes, I got it right. They live in a good house, I got it right. when, you know, they're being born, you've got a good nursery going, perfect. The older they get, changing their beds, the legs are growing big, you know, oh, the legs are growing big. One day I'll talk to my children about that, because you'll buy shoes and they end up not wearing, you know. And yeah, next thing you know, this child is big and the mothers find everything cute and they buy all the cute stuff. You as a dad, you footing those bills, you're thinking, what is this? Do we need that? Mm-hmm. You know, so you get it right. Because all of those are in place, you believe that you and your child are in a good space. But look at the quality time you spend with them. Do you talk? Do you talk? Can you and your child have a conversation about them, you know, about what's going on with you?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying, and I quickly have to touch on this way, there are parents who have inappropriate relationships with their children,
mm-hmm.
where you bring all your problems. If you're fighting with your husband, you come and you tell your child, you make your children choose sides. If you're separated, you bring all those issues on the children. That is wrong. You are robbing that child of their childhood. In your childhood, it's not a time for you to carry adult problems. So if you're doing that as a parent, no matter how you justify it, I don't have someone to talk to, get a psychologist. I don't have someone to pour, I'm frustrated, get a free counselor. If you say you don't have money, please call the Vambilis. We'll sort you out. We'll find someone who can walk with you. But you don't do that to a child because you're overburdening them with things that they can't do nothing about. And if you tell your child we don't have rent, what can the child do? The child can't do anything. All they'll do, you are just robbing their childhood. But that's a different topic. We are talking about being healthy in the relationship with your child, that your child feels free to communicate with you,
mm-hmm.
to share their hearts with you,
mm-hmm.
that you're not always busy, you're not always on your phone when you're around them,
mm-hmm.
you're not always trying to work to a point where, you know, they know, ah, this person, they can be there. And we've heard children say this, ah, whenever we're talking, they're on their phone, whenever they're around. And then some of you complain that your children are now always on their phones. But maybe they're mimicking you. Maybe you've taught them how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that this aspect is coming out, because right now, whatever you're doing with your children, you are teaching them how to treat you when you are older.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a time when you need your child's attention because you're old, your friends have all passed on, and you know your life circumstances have changed. Even the jobs that you prioritize, they're done with you. At 60, 65, the job market's like, these people are too old, let's bring in fresh blood. And then suddenly you want a relationship with your children, just to find that you never built it, just to find that you are not giving them quality attention. So they'll know how to take care of you. They'll know how to pay your bills,
mm.
you know, the schools you paid for and all of that. But then the connection between you and them will not be there. That's why it's important. And sometimes we think it's just the holidays that will build that. Now, because those things you can excuse away. We didn't have money. We didn't have enough, blah, blah. Nope. We are saying build quality time. Letitia mentioned their drive to school with her dad. And I know many times when we're talking, she'll refer to the advice and stuff her dad would put. So instead of being on your phone while taking them to school, because there's a lot of running around that needs to happen with being an adult, why not make that time, intentionally the time that you'll be talking to your children. When you come back home and, you know, you eat, everyone is tired, why not switch off the TV and have a moment?
Mm-hmm.
Try to find what works for your family. We don't know. Maybe you're a pilot.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're flying around the world,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're a doctor. Maybe you're a businessman. And
mm-hmm.
We in business. We understand
mm-hmm.
business schedules are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But what are you intentionally doing
mm-hmm.
to weekly have healthy conversations with your children, or even activities. You know, what do your children like? Our children love going for a drive. So we intentionally will come back home. You've had the worst day. Put them in the car and just go drive. While we're driving, they're talking, and you know, we're doing things that make us the Vambilis, that keep us connected to each other. So whatever you're doing to your child, you're teaching them what to do to you.
And there's a lot of us that, you know, in the world in general, we have family, but it's like we have the look of family but lack the power thereof. And then the world takes us away because we are not implementing what we need to implement for all of us to feel like we have support, you know. And it's not that easy. It's not that simple. Like you just mentioned, you will be exhausted, but you've not seen these children in like 3 days because you keep leaving before they wake up and you keep coming back after they've gone to sleep. And you have to remember that, my presence here is needed as well, you know, just as much as it's needed with the spouse, to have allocated time to speak to your children. I want to touch on two things. Are the children able to come to you and talk about mistakes? Because when we talk about raising children and being in any kind of relationship, we tend to focus on the good stuff, right? You're going to raise these perfect children. You're going to spend time with them and you're going to speak life.
Your children are going to be the best.
Yes. You're going to speak life into your children. You're going to invest in them. And then they're going to be perfect and God and conquer the world. That's not life. That's not how it goes. It's not about creating perfect people who don't make mistakes, because we're all imperfect and that's why we need the love of God. But it's about creating an atmosphere where if and when the mistake happens, they know that they can come home, right? We have a father that's constantly telling us, you can come home. It does not matter how far you've strayed. It doesn't matter what you've done. But there's this understanding based on the initial relationship, you know, that God put his foot forward and he said, I am your father. No matter what you do, no matter how bad you think it is, I will always be here for you. And we see that with the prodigal son. It wasn't that he was ever the perfect son. I mean, we don't really know about that aspect of everything. But it's about the fact that his father was intentional to say, you can come back home, right? Those mistakes should rather happen with you than with the world, you know. I was once speaking to the Lord about this, and he showed me this analogy of a house, and he is a parent in the house. And he said to me, Letitia, if you take my car as your father and you go on a joyride, and then I get a call from the police and they say, Letitia's in your car and she's crashed into, what's an expensive car, babe?
Let's just say a Ferrari.
Yes. Letitia has crashed into a Ferrari, right? I'll be in trouble. I mean, my parent can even say, please keep her in jail a night so she can learn her lesson. But, you know, like the Nigerians like to say, last lasts. At the end of the day, I'm coming home. I'm not going to go to jail forever for crashing my parents' car into a Ferrari, right? I could get some punishment, but trust me, in a year or so, it will just be a laugh in the family. But if I step outside of my parents' house, now I go to the neighbor, break into their garage, fetch their car, crash that into a Ferrari, I very much limit my parents' ability to do much about that situation because I have put myself in a place where the law of the land is now upon me. And a lot more is going to have to happen. Bail money, court cases to pull me out of that situation. So it's not about being perfect, but it's about being in the home. And let's make the mistakes within the home. Yeah. Know that you can come home and say, Mom, I crashed the car. Because if you tell me you crashed the car, the police might not even get involved. I can call the owner of the Ferrari and we can sort that out privately, right? Yeah. So do the children know that they don't have to be perfect? The reason I'm coming to this is because I lived at Res for 3 years, and the number of suicide towards graduation, there was, you would just hear a shot somewhere. And this lady, she bought her graduation gown because she didn't know how to tell her parents that she failed. And something that terrible would happen on campus because now it was graduation day and she didn't know how to tell her parents, "Mom, Dad, I didn't make it," you know. And there was another girl that I live with. So many stories towards graduation of, I can't let my parents down. They've worked so hard for me. And, you know, I remember my dad saying to me, "Letitia, I just want you to know that you are more important than that piece of paper." And so the amount of suicide and suicide attempts that I saw while I was living at Res in university, it just made me wonder, how are we communicating as parents, or how can I communicate to my child one day that they are worth more than what they bring, they are worth more than what they give, that I actually want them, even if they're broken or sad or someone has done something to them that's really messed with them, or they've made decisions that they are not even proud of. Do they know that they can come to me and say, "Mommy, I failed at this thing. Mommy, I didn't do well in this thing." And do they have the security to know that Mommy knows your heart? And that's the thing, right? Yeah. You know, I was once joking with my dad, and he was saying, "Oh, you would never do this." And I said to him, "How do you know I'd never do this? I've lived at Varsity without you for 3 years." And he laughed at me and he said, "My baby, I know your heart. If you did that, I would know." And that really, really gave me so much courage and built something in my character. And that's really the Lord, right? He knows the truth of your situation. That's why he forgives everybody. Because he knows the heart that got to that thing. And do the children have that safety? And then also, can we learn from our children? Now, this is going to sound a little bit controversial because we're supposed to know everything with the parents, right? But just like our spouses grow and change, our children grow and change. And there's an adaptation to that change, whatever it is. It doesn't mean that you don't have to discipline and you have to go for everything. That's not what we're saying. But we're saying that if you're parenting a 30-year-old like you did when they were three, you're probably going to have some problems. How are you speaking to them? Do you know what are the new things that they like, who they are now versus who they were when they were three? And to make a joke of it, you know when your parents have this friend that comes over and you're now like 18 and the friend is like, "Don't you remember me? I used to tickle your feet when you were two." And you're like, "Oh, this is awkward. This is weird. Like, who's that?" You know? And now you like hate being touched. You don't even want to be tickled. It's kind of like that, where there are certain things that work for you when you're really young or when you're really old and the people around you are not adapting to who you are, you can still discipline the very same thing in your child a different way because you understand how they've gotten older. Mm. And not to allow that the child is changing and you don't know them anymore. So we go back to Matthew 7:22-23, where you can walk with somebody and do a lot of things with somebody, but still not know them, still not know their heart, still not know where they are, right? Mm. So learning from our children, and you know, you can say something like, "Oh, I'm a great mom," but you're a mom because of your child. And if you sit with your child and your child is also able to say the same thing, then the two of you are walking together. But if the child, for example, says, "Daddy, I don't think you're a great dad," you know, you can't technically fight that child. And I see it so often, like, "I'm a great dad. Yeah, I'm a great dad. You're just a terrible..." Not really, because you're not your own dad. I think that's what I'm trying to say. If you think you're a great dad, but the child is saying something else, then maybe you need to sit and talk about what are the needs here. "Oh, no, Dad, I was just angry. That was just me outbursting. You've been a great dad. I just didn't like this," right? Yes. But you can't just dismiss as the children get older. You know, my daughter, as young as she is now, will tell me things that really make me think. You know, when she was born, I just wasn't used to her speaking. And then she started talking and I would just never listen to her because I wasn't used to it. And then when she was about three, she said, "Mommy, you never listen to me. I'm trying to talk to you and you never listen to me." And that really, really hurt me because, oh my goodness, here was my three-year-old saying I don't listen to her. We're off to a bad start, you know. But it made me aware that she wants to be listened to. So even if it's something that's, you know, toddlers, where it's just like, "Okay, yeah, really," I make sure that, okay, now I'm listening to her because she expressed it, that she wanted me to listen to her and that I was ignoring her. are we open to these performance reviews as our children get old and say, Mommy, I want to spend more time with you. Dad, I want to watch more football with you. Are we open to saying, oh, yes, I actually have been so busy lately. Let me just make time to watch that football with you. Let me just make time to go out to the movies with you. So as we're building our families, a part of the responsibilities, the things to just give to God, because there's so many, right? We make time for our spouses, but we also have to make time for our children.
Yeah, and I think it's also important as parents to notice when things change in your life. You know, sometimes there's seasons where you're overworking, and let's say maybe you no longer work in the same schedule, but you've not sat back to say, oh, now that this is not happening, can I make better time with my children? You know, oh, if you are a single parent, you know, and this is the area where I believe single parenting becomes very tough, because you have to be the provider, and at the same time, you need to be a parent. Not the parent who just puts food on the table, but the parent that the children actually know. You know, so we have to really advise you to be aware when there are big changes in your life. How are you managing the time, the quality of the time mm-hmm. that you spend with your children?
Mm-hmm.
Another thing as well, which I think is very important, noticing that your children are growing.
Mm-hmm.
And as they grow, they are also seeing. They're seeing your mistakes.
Oops.
They're seeing the areas where you're dropping the ball. And you don't have to always defend yourself. Sometimes you owning it and saying, oh man, I made a mistake there. Let's do better. You, in so doing, you teach your child how to do the same even when they get things wrong. I was speaking to one of my older friends who was telling me that she was struggling with her mother because from the time she was a child, her mom never took accountability. And now that she's older, she can see it's a big problem. You know, and her mom is divorced and everything is the father's fault. But now the child is saying, no, no, no. Having been raised by you and seeing you never taking accountability for anything, I now see that you are the problem. So parents, let's not wait for it to reach there where your child is looking and saying, mm-mm, you've grown, you've not learned from your mistakes, you're not accounting, you're not changing, you're not adjusting, you're not apologizing.
Mm-hmm.
We have to apologize when we are wrong, change the way we behave, grow in areas that we're failing in. You can't be in your 40s making the same excuses you're making to your children when you were younger.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And in that spirit, let's build healthy families. Let's be there for each other as well as our children. And we will see you guys next week on another installment of Surviving Life with the Vambilis.
Yes, and if your child sends you a video of this, please take this as an opportunity to heal. Not as an opportunity to be offended and write us bad mail. No, it's God reaching out to heal. We're not here to condemn. We believe in conviction, and conviction points you back to the cross. Condemnation just tells you how bad you are and the things you're getting wrong. That's not what we're here for. We're pointing you back to Christ.
Thank you for joining us on Surviving Life with the Vambilis.
Remember that you can join us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. to hear the entirety of the show, 30 minutes uninterrupted.
And tomorrow from 11 to 1 p.m., you can tune in for our discussions where we get to hear from you and discuss the topic further.
You can WhatsApp us during the live show using 071-364-0376 so that we can hear your opinions, your thoughts, and of course your experiences, and play your voice notes live on air.
And on social media, you can also get us on IG under Impact 103 to be exact. You can also find us on Facebook on Impact Live.
And our personal pages, Surviving Life with the Vambilis, you can just type in @TheVambilis and join all our discussions there as well.
We look forward to having these discussions with you on a weekly basis. Myself, Danny Vambili, and with my lovely wife,
Letitia Vambili. This is us signing off. Until next week.
Goodbye.